This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome to hour number two of USA Prepares. This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. If you missed the first hour, I'll just give you a quick recap. I got a call from Mrs. Finelli last night, which typically means that Vincent really needs me to step in and handle the show. If it's Vincent calling me, it's, hey, John. And it's usually a guest has dropped out and, can you be on the air in 2 minutes? Vincent's just a bit under the weather. He's coughing and he just doesn't have the voice to make it through the radio show today. He and I will be back on Tuesday. Hour one, we'll have John Moore, and I'll be the guest for hour two, so I'll be squeezing the normal stuff I cover in 2 hours on Monday to 1 hour on Tuesday. That ought to be fun. And I do want to point out we still have the poll up on USAprepares.com. There's the projects. Battery desulfator, LED lighting, colloidal silver, tinctures, and radiation detection. If you have not voted yet, please let us know what your top choice is. And if you think that you're just going to sit back and go with whatever the rest of the class selects, I would encourage you to still get online and vote, because there has to be enough interest to make it worthwhile to produce these kits. Vincent isn't in this for a profit, but there's still certain costs that are involved and need to be covered. So just get online, make your selection, and don't put that off. You know, do it today or tomorrow, because pretty soon that poll is going to be taken down. And, whatever happens at that point happens. With us today, we have America Again 102 with David Zuniga. Did I get that right?
You did, John. Thank you.
I did get a chance to listen to you last week, and I downloaded your book. I haven't had a chance just to sit down and read it, but I did go through it. It looked to be a very comprehensive, interesting plan. So, go ahead and pick up where you left off, or if you need to give a little recap, and let's get to it.
I think that's a good idea, a recap first, and then get into the class for today. Thanks, John. On my first class with USA Prepares, I laid down 5 basic facts, and I'll go through those quickly. First, the fundamental war for America today isn't left-right. It isn't black-white. It isn't atheist versus Christian or sexual deviant versus normal people. The war for America today is Washington, D.C. versus America. That's the first point. Second, the U.S. Constitution isn't a piece of parchment. It isn't some tradition. It's the law. It's the supreme law of our republic. It's more serious, more authoritative law than the tax code or any other federal law. Third, we the people created that law, that highest law, and we're the only human authority that's above that law. Not the Supreme Court, not presidents, collectively, we're the creators, and the federal government, all 3 branches, is the creature that we created, that we gave birth to in that law. And in that law, we define and we limit our creature. So we need to stop referring to our servants as our leaders. They're not our leaders. We're their leaders, or supposed to be. Okay, fourth, law enforcement isn't electoral politics. It doesn't need a majority. You need to stop thinking about how the majority always just kind of rides along or doesn't care. That's always been the case with human societies. That's human nature. Half of 1% is enough for America, again, to turn everything around in our generation. And fifth, contrary to popular belief, this is the best time in our history to be alive as an American. Now, we may go through hell here in the short term. There's a lot that may happen in this country. I cover that in Chapter 3 of the book, Fear the People. What I think is coming, what some of the more, negative, tough stories about what might happen in America. It could get very, very bad. But there are different ways to look at that period. But there's no way to say, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to sit we're all going to sit in some cave somewhere for the rest of our lives and our children's lives? No. There's something beyond the coming collapse. That's what I say. It's the best is yet to come. And that's what I explain in my book, Fear the People. Okay, so those are the five fundamentals that you need to remember. The best really is yet to come. And I explain why I think that's so in the book. Read the book and see if I make a case. So last year I published that book. Right now we give it away at AmericaAgain.net at the bottom of the homepage. It's a PDF, so all the links in the book, there's hundreds of links in the book. They're all clickable. And we have a link to a free audiobook converter right there with it. So you don't even have to read it. You can listen to the book. Right now, the book is, hate to say it, it's not available this week. Probably won't be available next week. I'm doing the new fifth edition, going as fast as I can on the changes. It should come out in less than 2 weeks. So if you download that book and read it or listen to it, I think you'll be more encouraged than you've ever been, honestly. Okay, so what is America Again? It's a perpetual charitable trust, a member organization. Our mission is to recruit, educate, equip, support, and organize the American remnant to do four things at a federal level. Number one, bring Congress home forever. That's the biggest one. Number two, take back everything that D.C. has stolen from us over the last 150 years. Number three, provide a mechanism, long-term, to enforce the Constitution for the first time and from now on. And then number four, restore the Founding Fathers' constitutional homeland security, which is the militia, in every town. So those are the four long-term things. At the state level, we have just one objective. For now, our only objective is to get 27 more state legislatures to ratify the original First Amendment. And that will become the 28th Amendment when it's ratified. It was originally the First Amendment when the first 11 states ratified it, but it'll have to be the 28th when it becomes ratified now. Now, that says that no U.S. congressional district will be larger than 50,000 people. That'll change everything about the way Congress runs. But bringing them home will change it even more. You've got to do the first one to get the second one. So that's the first step to bringing Congress home, is let's get 27 more state legislatures to ratify. Just hold a ratification vote. It takes one day. So that's our first thing. When we do that, when we take Congress out of Washington, D.C., and that's going to take more work, but when we do that, that war, Washington, D.C. versus America, it's finally going to turn. And I mean for the first time, maybe ever, but certainly in the last 150 years. So if we want to turn the war and stop fighting all these small frontal attacks and rear guard actions and all of this, we've got to go back to the basics, and we've got to take over the responsibility and the duty and the power that we've had and we've abdicated. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they always abdicated. We can't. So, okay, for the first few weeks of this course, And it's basically about my book, Fear the People, about 30 weeks long, plus or minus 28 to 32 weeks long. I need to start laying some foundation in your thinking as a class. And so I'll begin that today. And we won't get directly into the book today. I need to cover some basic ground so you'll have the right frame of mind as you start learning these things and saying, wow, this really is a different way of life, and here's why we need to do this. So let me see. Okay, last Monday I was listening to a radio interview of our director of development at America Again, my friend Rob West. And Rob was telling his background is in the finance industry. He's been in finance all his life. He was telling this fascinating story of another one of the banking crimes, the LIBOR scandal. And LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, stands for London Interbank Offered Rate. Anyway, that's, you might say it's the world's monopoly rate of interest set by a tiny group of very evil, very powerful men. But I was listening to that, and as far as American banking is concerned, not London banking, but the multi-trillion dollar LIBOR fraud, that was actually born on a tiny little island. It's called Nevis, N-E-V-I-S. It's in the West Indies, and it's where Alexander Hamilton, the father of American banking and the father of the full-time U.S. Army, it's where Hamilton was born, on that little island of Nevis. And if you want to understand the head of the whole serpent that is banking, I recommend two books, really great books. The first one is by Thomas DiLorenzo, and it's called Hamilton's Curse. Really great book. It's not only about banking. It's about Hamilton and what he did to lay the foundation for what America is today, for all the bad that America is today. The second book is by John Ferling, F-E-R-L-I-N-G, and it's called Jefferson and Hamilton, The Rivalry That Forged a Nation. Very interesting book. Very, very helpful. Covers a lot of ground that you've never read or heard anywhere else. It shows how we became what we became. The good that Jefferson did, despite his weaknesses, and all the evil that Hamilton did, despite whatever is written about him that's good. So anyway, the serpent goes a lot further back than that.
And we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. We have David Zinica with us of America again. And I know some of you aren't in a position to write down his web address. So if you're one of those, you can go to usaprepares.com. And, you know, Vincent posts articles. And currently, if you scroll about halfway down, it's dated May 19th. And it says, David Zuniga, America again, joins USA Prepares faculty. And if you click on that link, you'll be able to get to his website. And, of course, I'll give you another opportunity to give it out. but let's go ahead and get back to what you were talking about before the break.
Thanks, John. Okay, so why do we need to know about Hamilton's birth and stuff? You'll see that shortly. How this all fits together. If you want to know where the banking monster comes from, you got to know who gave birth to it. So, but who gave birth to Hamilton? He was born on this little island in the West Indies called Nevis. His parents were John and Rachel Lavian, and they actually lived on a nearby island called St. Croix. And the Lavians divorced after Alexander was born, so his name really was technically Alexander Lavian at birth. But anyway, his mom, Rachel, shacked up under the common law because she couldn't remarry under Roman Catholic law with a man named James Hamilton, who became the stepdad of Alexander. He was a failed Scottish businessman and there on Nevis. So she lived on Nevis until Alexander was about 8 years old, then returned to St. Croix, and Alexander Hamilton lived there until age 17. And here's why that's important. Alexander Hamilton, the father of much of what America is today, he always despised the idea of a republic. He was against the idea, for instance, he didn't want states. He didn't want individual states here in America. At the Constitutional Convention, he pushed and pushed and pushed for what was called the British plan. He wanted a monarchy, a ruling aristocracy, what he was used to, in other words. Until age 17, he didn't know anything but that. So he just couldn't conceive of the world, say, in Virginia, of these planters like Madison and Jefferson and Patrick Henry that had a homeland that's just the state of Virginia within this larger republic. He couldn't conceive of that. He wasn't from that world. So when Jefferson won the presidency, a 28-year period started, and that was called the Era of Good Feelings. And those evil Federalists with their plans that Hamilton wanted, you know, for aristocratic rule and stuff, they were smashed by the people. The people, you know, wanted Jefferson. They wanted populism. And so he won in a very hotly contested race, took 36 ballots by the U.S. House to decide the race in 1800. Believe it or not, tough, tough race. But so Adams lost and didn't win re-election, and Jefferson won, and the people won. So that party was called the Republican Party. Now, this is kind of strange the way this happened. The Republican Party in Jefferson's day then started being called the Democratic Republicans. And then later, when Jackson won, Andrew Jackson, they called them Jacksonians, and then Jacksonian Democrats, and then finally Democrats. So believe it or not, the Democrat Party began as the Republican Party. So just so you know this history and who the players were and what they believed. So at least in theory, when you look at Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it guarantees to all the states a Republican form of government. They mean a republic of states, and that's not what Hamilton wanted. So, but Hamilton's side, the ruling elites, they really did have an aristocracy, and they still do. There are 1,980 billionaires in this country, and they have far, far more power than their numbers suggest. And they rule from behind the scenes, and so do the corporations. So we can blame all of that on Alexander Hamilton, just so you know that. So when he lost his British system in that Constitutional Convention, he still gained everything he really wanted. When Jefferson won the presidency, Hamilton wrote, quote, "Every day proves to me more and more that this American world was not made for me," unquote. Hamilton was always an illegal alien.
We'll be back after this bottom of the hour break.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. Have David Zuniga, America again, with us. And I'd like to share something I discovered going through several of the state CAFRs that will point out why this is going to have to be done through the people and not through the state governments. If you look at CAFRs, which are the financial reports for entities below the federal government, early this century, the number one source of income were taxes. And you start looking at the more recent CAFRs, and many states now have the number one source of income is, you know, what they're getting from the federal government. So when you have states getting more money from the feds than they are from the people, who do you think is going to win that battle? So that's why it's up to the people to initiate this. If you're going to wait for the states to do it, it's not going to happen. David?
Amen. That's right. We really have a lot of responsibility, and that's what my book is about. Beginning in chapter one, it's about learning who you are, what responsibility, duty, and power you have. But, of course, you don't have any power if you're standing alone. So that's why our tactical plan is you join. We've got about 102 cities right now. We're looking for 2,500 America Again cities by next March. You join, and then you get three others in your town to join you so that you're not standing alone. And then we start doing things together, and we show you what things and in what order. We have milestones set from here till out the wazoo. So it starts by you, yourself, taking action. And until you do that, you can talk all you like. You can listen to all the courses you like. You can prep all you like. Until you stand up in your area of the country and take responsibility for it, we're not going to go anywhere. If you look to quote-unquote leaders, and that's how you look at your elected servants as your leader, well, then you're going nowhere. So, you know, somebody benefits from all these lies about the past. And the reason I brought up Hamilton and you could see why we do what we do and why we're set up the way we are, history is always going to be twisted by the people that have true power. And like John just said, we have to take, it has to be us, the people ourselves, have to take action, take responsibility, and take back the power that we gave ourselves. We claim all of this in the Constitution from the first three words. We, the people, do ordain. So, you know, one person can do amazing things. And I'm just saying, look at your town, your local area, and concentrate on that. That's what we're doing at America Again. We're going to get into that over the next 30 weeks. We're going to walk you through every part of it. But, for instance, one person, Aaron Burr, the guy that killed Hamilton in a duel, he's always painted as a scoundrel. John Wilkes Booth, the guy that killed Lincoln, if you think about John Wilkes Booth, if had he shot Lincoln 5 years earlier, we would have avoided, or might have avoided, almost a million American deaths, the destruction of 65% of total property value in the South, 150 years of racial hatred, 154 years of counterfeiting, and all the derivatives balloon and all the other garbage that's coming out of the banker's womb. All of that stuff, if only Lincoln had died before that war. Who knows? You know, God ordains whatever comes to pass. I just, what price is going to be paid by us if we don't take, if each one of us doesn't see that we have a duty and a responsibility to the kids that aren't even born yet, to our grandkids, our great-grandkids. So we need nerves of steel. We need discernment. We need to study. That's what my book, Fear the People, which, again, it's available at Amazon. Actually, I'm sorry. We've put a hold on it because 4th edition is out of date. The 5th edition has come out in 2 weeks. So Amazon should on hold now. It'll be available in 10 days. And online, it'll be available also in about 10 days. But you need to have this sense of duty that I lay out for you in the book and understand that we have more power than we think we have, but we have to do this together. And it starts in your town. Don't think of Washington, D.C. Think of your own town. So this is truth versus falsehood. This is what we've been taught versus, you know, what's real. And so even the most evil cabal on earth, and we know they exist, and we know they run the world, but they're put in place by God. They're only accomplishing what God has ordained. So I think we're under judgment right now, and we've followed those criminals, and we have this idolatrous city-state on the Potomac that we, you know, we call them our leaders. We have to repent. All of that idolatry and that evil city-state isn't going to prevail. We're going to prevail. We, the people. But we have to stand and we have to do the work. We have to give glory to Yeshua. We have to allow him to make us prevail over the old dark, because the old dark is going to creep back all the time. Whenever we give up, whenever we lose hope, whenever we don't have a plan, we don't know what our past is, we don't know why things are wrong, or how to fix them, that's what Fear the People, that's what my new book is meant to dispel. It just teaches you history and civics and stuff, and then shows you how that fits into a tactical plan for the next generation or so. But it starts this year. So you see in Alexander Hamilton how much damage a person can do. Well, look at the other side, how much good you can do in your own town. You have no idea what you can do. If James Madison hadn't had such determination, if he hadn't been schooled, taught by John Witherspoon, that one guy, James Madison, we wouldn't be a free self-governing republic, at least in theory, in our Constitution. We'd be something very, very different. The whole world wouldn't have any example in history of popular sovereignty that's established in law. Now, I know we're not enforcing it, our rule of law, yet, but that's what America, again, is. It's a new way of life where you say, all right, this Zuniga guy, I see the book, I read these things, wow, this is amazing. It's all so different from what we have now. It's pie in the sky. Well, yeah, it'll stay pie in the sky if you sit on your butt. If you don't stand up and start doing something, and we show you what to do, how to do it, where to do it, but you got to do it. So here's the more basic thing that I want to show you, at least today. Read the Psalms and read the prophets, and you see, and even the Gospels in the New Testament, especially when they're recording Christ's own words. It's all kind of one thing. The epistles, too. It's all kind of one thing. And the body of Christ right now is worldwide. America doesn't own Christianity. You go to Egypt today. You go to China. China's amazing, the church in China. You go to Brazil, Afghanistan, whatever, India, Germany, Iran, Pakistan, pick one, you know, Canada. All over the earth, there are followers of Yeshua today. They know him. He knows them. We're all one church. Now, I'm not pushing Tower of Babel. I'm not pushing one world government. I'm not even pushing monoculture, none of that. I just want you to see that same teaching of the Psalms and the prophets, it applies to every Christian right now on the earth. And it's not an American thing, okay? With any people that repent, any people that turn from their harlotry and their sin and obey the commandments of God, those people are going to be blessed. Whether it's the Chinese, the Iranians, us, it doesn't matter. So, I met this guy, this fascinating erudite guy. His name is Earl Wallace. He's a pastor in Half Moon, New York. Never heard of the town. It's I think it's north of Albany. Anyway, he has what I think is a critical part of the missionary aspect of America again. And you can see his teaching. If you go to YouTube, type in Earl Wallace, and then type in the biblical basis of the Bill of Rights. Amazing study. This is from about 2 weeks ago. He proposes that every article in our Bill of Rights, the present Bill of Rights, not the original 12, but the 10, has its origin in the 10 Commandments. And he shows how that is. And he walks you through. He's a very, very good teacher. I know that our Constitution establishes the only model on earth today of popular sovereignty. And popular sovereignty just means the people rule. Like John Reagan said at the opening of this segment, it's up to us. If we depend on quote-unquote leaders and we the people don't take our place as the leaders, government really of the people, for the people, and by the people, then that is not popular sovereignty, and we will continue getting slung from pillar to post by the bad guys. My point is that the world is so connected today that within half an hour of something occurring, people in every country on earth can be in possession of that news item. They get it. They see it. They learn from it. They're either afraid of it and run from it, or they say, wow, look at the Americans. Look what they just did. And if we, before Yahweh God, we turn from our wicked ways, we call on him, we obey those commandments at home or in our business or whatever, or when we're representing others in public office, but especially if we obey him, when we superintend the public offices of our servants. That's what we haven't done, ever. We've never done it. Superintend those public offices of those servants. That's how we're going to show our children and show the world the grace of God and this amazing American Constitution. If we live it out that way, by superintending those criminal jerks, I mean, they're really bad right now, then we will show the world again the grace of God here in America. It's really, really important. We're the only people on earth that can do it. And not because we're special, but because our Constitution is so amazing by the grace of God. So even, you know, even when we face times of real sorrow and kind of short-term repentance, you know, everybody gets all really repentant like we saw after 9/11. What was always missing was that superintending our public servants. We've never done that.
And on the flip side, they had the Patriot Act ready to go, and
yep.
We know
yep.
What happened since then. We'll be back for the final segment in just a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent? He and I are expecting to be back on Tuesday. And David, if you would, go ahead and give out your web address again. Then you have about 5 minutes to reach a stopping point for today.
Okay. Thanks. The web address is americaagain.net, and we have a team designing a new website far, far superior to the existing one, and that should be ready in about 65 days. So that's my message, that you are responsible. Now, you're responsible for homesteading, for prepping, for keeping your family safe and secure through whatever's coming. We're all responsible for that. But if we fail to restore what we've already lost to the criminals, then the world our children are going to return to is still going to be an alien place. We've still lost it. So if repentance is to really be repentance, then it has to lead to real 180-degree change in how we live, 7 days a week, not just Sundays. So these next 29 weeks, I'll cover 5 more basic principles undergirding this new way of life called America Again. And then each of the 14 chapters of my book, Fear the People, and then 10 of the appendices. I think there's 13 appendices. We'll cover 10 of them. And I pray, you know, that the Holy Spirit gives me a strong message for the remnant, and that you learn the vital things that you didn't know, but you need to know, and that you will be exhorted to say, you know what, this makes sense. I'm going to do something. I'm not just going to prep. I'm going to help prep the rest of the history of America by taking responsibility in my area of the country. So you have to think, consider, the world is watching everything we do, folks. We're, like it or not, we are being watched by everyone. They take their cues from us. So, and when you're called to a task, and I'm calling you to a task in your own town, take responsibility for your own area only. Nothing bigger than that. Why should you consider yourself any less than anybody else, than James Madison or Thomas Jefferson? Why should you consider yourself any less by being called in that way? If you feel called to do something like America Again, to change your way of life so that we, together, we start becoming tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people or more, we will change everything about the way we are living, and for the good. So I'm called by God to do a thing, fine. That doesn't make me better than somebody that's called to, set formwork for a concrete contractor, or mop floors, or collect garbage, or do neurosurgery, or whatever. Madison and Jefferson were just men. I mean, they were just dropped into human history by the Creator, and we're just men too. But we're not rabbits. We're not moths. We don't need to go hide in a corner and say, well, I'm going to wait until it's all over. When it's all over, it's going to be very different if we don't take control, if we don't take responsibility. We're humans. We have intellect. We have sensibilities. Our moms and dads bore us for precisely what we're now facing. And it's bad. What we're now facing is as bad as the world has ever faced. But guess what? We have more power, and we have more, a brighter future than any other people on earth. Go to any island you want and go try to find the kind of liberty and the kind of future that we have here. You won't find it. So yes, by all means, prep. You've got to. You owe it to your family and to the future. But also, over the next 29 weeks, listen to this and then take action in your town. You need anything, you call us, you text us, you email us, get on the forum. America Again is here to make us America again.
And Monday is Memorial Day, which is the day that we honor those that gave their lives for this country. Is there a better way to honor them? David Zuniga, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Remember, guys, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.